他们站着低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你，在2000年前，你从天上降世为人。
Lord, we thank you for becoming a man on earth in 2,000 years ago.
天使也在报佳音，在至高之处，荣耀要归给神。
The angels announced the good news so that glory will be upon God.
在地上平安要归给你所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace will be upon those God favors.
主啊，我们知道你来到世间就是以马内利，神与我们同在的开始。
Lord, we know that when you came to earth, it was Emmanuel, the moment that God abides with us.
是我们在你的同在之下，对生活没有忧虑，也没有害怕。
And with your guidance, we have no fear and worry over our lives.
你所应许给我们的平安，比世上的平安更宝贵。
Your promise, peace, is far greater than the world can offer us.
你应许给我们的平安，就在你的生活中，我们可以看得见，体验得到。
Your promised peace is something that we can see and experience in our daily lives.
主啊，今天晚上我们要来这里聆听你的道理。
Lord, tonight we are gathered here to hear your message.
求你赐给我们智慧，听得懂。
May you give us wisdom so we can take in your message.
求你赐给我们信心，让我们能够来接受。
May you give us the faith to accept the message.
让我们能够真正来体会你要给我们的平安。
So we can truly experience the peace that you promise us.
在你的恩典之下，让我们大家能够紧紧来跟随你。
Under your grace, we can cling to you closely.
求主带领祝福晚上的布道聚会。
May the Lord bless tonight's service.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all praise and honor and glory be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome all the friends for joining us in tonight's service.
在黄传道正道之前，我们要请一些几位弟兄来这里献诗。
So before tonight's message, we'd like to invite some brothers to offer some choir presentation.
来赞美神。
To praise God.
Urban Church Brother would like to dedicate two hymns to our Lord, to praise our Lord. The first hymn is 355, Constantly Abiding. The second hymn is 373, Only Believe. Oh. 第二首我们要唱三百七十三首，只要相信。我们请会众一起跟我们唱第二节跟第三节。 We'd like to sing second hymn 373, Only Believe. And we'd like to ask congregation to sing verse 2 and verse 3 with us.
Thank you. 奉主耶稣基督圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give the message.
愿主耶稣赏赐给大家平安。
May Lord Jesus Christ grant you peace.
今天小弟想要跟大家一起来分享的，就是耶稣会赐给您平安。
Tonight, I would like to share the message. Lord Jesus Christ will give you peace.
最近我们在南加州有举办几场的丧礼。
In recent days, Southern California churches have held several funeral services.
很多同龄都很舍不得我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹他们走了。
So a lot of members are feeling quite sad that their loved ones have parted.
但是我们不会失望我们有盼望。
But we would not get depressed, rather we still are very hopeful.
因为主耶稣的平安赏赐给我们弟兄姐妹。
For we know that the peace of Jesus Christ is upon us.
我听说有一个露露姐妹呢，她在病重的时候希望去看她的人呢，她都希望他们穿这个colorful, bright 那种比较亮丽的衣服啊。
There's a sister Lulu who passed away, but before she passed away, she wished that people would visit her with a bright clothing.
我听到非常的感动。
And was very touched.
是什么力量让她对她的未来没有绝望呢？
What kind of power is motivating her so that she is not depressed about her future prospect?
其实我们每一个人在生命过程当中都会经历一些困难的时光。
All of us will inevitably encounter some sort of setback in life.
尤其在美国，我们觉得很没有安全感。
In America, for example, we feel a great sense of unease.
我们看到很多申请大学的孩子们常常在紧张着等着入学的通知书。
We see a lot of children who are applying to colleges waiting anxiously for their acceptance letters.
有的人婚姻上有很多的困扰。
Some people are experiencing marriage troubles.
有的人公司有裁员心中也很不平安。
Other people feel a sense of anxiety as their company is downsized.
所以我们会觉得活在这个世界，我们有时候心里所缺乏的就是觉得平安是最宝贵的东西。
So as we live in this world, we often feel that the greatest asset that we could ever have is the sense of peace.
不晓得你为什么买保险。
Why do people buy insurance?
我想买保险就是希望保一份安全感吧。
People buy insurance in order to give them a sense of a peace.
我们知道买车险也不一定会车祸，但是有保险安全感。
We know that when we buy auto insurance, it doesn't prevent us from getting into an auto accident, but it gives us a sense of security.
我们知道买健康保险也不是说我们就不会生病，但是有健康保险我们就有安全感。
Buying health insurance doesn't guarantee us that we'll be sick-free, but it gives us a sense of security.
但当我们有车祸又没有健康的时候，其实我们还是很紧张。
So, even if we are without accidents or still in good health, we're still feeling anxious.
那到底人世间有没有一种东西可以卖让我真的从今以后没有忧虑呢？
Is there anything in this world that can truly give us that sense of security and peace?
就像圣经讲，有没有一种玻璃海就像人生好像海，但是我们好像在玻璃海上面让我无论风浪多大，我都在玻璃上面呢。
The Bible describes that in heaven there is a glassy sea that is very calm and serene. So is there anything in life that will help us to go through the rough seas as though we are on a glassy sea?
耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的人可以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus says that whoever is heavy burden can come to him.
你就可以得安息。
And we shall receive peace.
所以希望我们今天在分享这个道理之后呢，大家能够进到耶稣里面来得享安息，得享平安。
It is our intent that once you hear the message tonight, that we are able to enter into the peace of Christ.
小弟想分享三点。
I'd like to share with you 3 points.
第一就是我们在活在世上有苦难。
First is that we have tribulation in this world.
第二就是在耶稣就是主耶稣赐给我们是个什么样的平安。
Second is what kind of peace does Lord Jesus give us?
再来我们来谈一谈怎么样到耶稣里面来得平安。
And third, how do we enter into the true peace in Christ?
我们来看约翰福音的16章33节。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音16章33节。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
16章33节。
Chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。请读。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
耶稣说我们在世上有苦难。
Lord Jesus tells us that in this world we have tribulations.
所以他邀请您到他里面来。
So he invited us to go into him.
世界上很多的苦难，但是耶稣已经胜过世界。
Even though there are so many tribulations in the world, but Lord Jesus has overcome this world.
所以他希望我们可以真正到他里面来。
And it's his wish that we can enter into his peace.
但是呢，这边特别提到说呢，世界上你们有苦难的啦。
But it mentions here that in this world we will have tribulation.
耶伯记跟我们讲，人生在世这个必遇患难，好像火星辉腾一样。
The book of Job tells us that.In this world, we will definitely encounter troubles, just like sparks will fly upward.
我们看耶伯记的三章二十六节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 3, verse 26.
耶伯记三章二十六节。
Job chapter 3, verse 26.
三章二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
耶伯他因为生病了。
Because Job was sick.
他的财产一日当中没有了。
And all of his possessions wiped out in one night.
他四个孩子一天都死了。
All of his children died overnight.
所以三章二十五节，他在形容他的心情。
In chapter 3, verse 25, he describes his mindset.
我们读二十五节、二十六节。
Let's read verse 25, 26.
因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来。二十六节。
26.
我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
For the thing I greatly fear has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me.I'm not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes.
这边第二十六节特别用三个不来形容他的心情，他不得安逸，不得平静，不得安息。
Verse 26 describes what was going through his state of mind. I'm not at peace, not quiet, no rest.
所以耶伯记在谈到人生有很多的苦难。
And the book of Job described to us many of the worldly troubles.
他说人为乎你所生，日子短少，多有苦难。
And it states that people are born through women, and our days are few and troubled.
其实这跟中国人的经历是一样的。
And this is very much like the Chinese philosophy.
中国人说呢，人生不满百常怀千岁忧。所以我们活不到一百岁但是我们的忧愁好像有一千岁那么多。
The Chinese proverb states that even though we may not live to be 100 years old, but the amount of worries and tribulation we experience is as much as 1,000 years.
又有一句俗话说，人生不如意的事情十常八九。
And another statement is that most of the things in life are against our wishes.
感谢主，小弟受神差派，有时候到其他国家去帮助教会的圣工。
And thank God that by the grace of God, I've been sent away to other nations on missionary trips.
那无论到哪里去呢，你会到很多人的都生活的相当的辛苦，没有平安。
And no matter which country I visit, I see that people are without peace and encounter many kind of troubles.
其实我们教会在南非呢是还不错的区。
Our church in South Africa is located in a pretty good neighborhood.
但是呢，你看那个每一个屋子那个墙都很高，那个墙还不够，上面还加高电网。
But if you look closely at each dwelling, you'll see they're all fenced off with high walls, and even there's electrical wire on top of the walls.
我本来以为那个电网是装饰的
At first, I thought that this wire on the top was just decorative.
可是有一天看到那个会 Z， 有东西碰到会 Z， 不是装饰的。
And one day I heard some buzzing noise when insects or something fell on top of the wire, so I noticed that it was not just decorative.
小弟这一次去南非的前三天，有一个弟兄的店被抢劫。
In recent trip on to South Africa, there was a brother's store who had suffered from a robbery.
大概有七个 local 带枪几个在外面，几个在里面埋伏。
So there were about seven people in this heist trying to raid his store.
他们先把那个外面的两个警卫把他这个摆平
So they first took care of the two guards outside.
然后枪就拿出来说，拿出来先问 他们叫一个名字，就是我们弟兄的名字啊，他是 owner 哦，他在不在这样子。
And they took out their guns and call out the name of our brother.
我们的弟兄刚好那一天出去了，感谢神。
But thank God, so it so happened that the brother was out.
那有一个小朋友刚好是大概不到大概一岁左右哈，他就叫那个小朋友哈，把那个小朋友给我带出来。那个有内线的，所以他们都知道这个家庭的情形，就把小朋友带出来。
And so they proceeded to call forth the name of the very young son, only 1 year old.
感谢主啊！那天大概是两点多的时候，一个阿姨也把他带回去了。
But thank God that day about 2 p.m. there was an auntie who took him away from that location.
那个蔷薇是在他们要关门的时候，就是现金最多的时候，刚好就涌进来这样子。
So the robbers came at a point where they were about to close the store when they had the most cash.
他们一定要在七分钟之内把它打劫完毕啊，要不然的话警察会来。
And they operate under the framework of they must finish this heist within 7 minutes, otherwise the police will show up.
那后来他要打人呢、啊、
？And later they resorted to hitting people.
你知道这是。超级市场的打劫，有如果被他跑到家里面去的时候
，And this was a heist upon a supermarket. If this had happened inside a home,
他们有时候做的真的很过分了、
哦、They would resort to very nasty means.
他们有时候会用热水啊浇人的耳朵啊，来逼你把你的现金藏在哪里讲出来。
Sometimes they would use hot scalding water to pour into your ear canal to force you into telling them where the money is hidden.
或者是用那个熨斗啊烫人家的背部啊。让你把那个钱拿出来。
Or they would use a hot iron on your back to force you from, in confessing where the money is hidden.
所以我们知道，无论就是我们到这个地方，我知道，哎，这里虽然有的人赚到钱，但是也很多人活在恐惧当中，没有平安当中。
So what I discover is that even though people have made a successful business in that country, but they also live under terror.
那感谢主啦，我们的弟兄姐妹被保守哦。
But thank God that our brother and sisters are protected.
所以在困难当中呢，在这个情况之下呢，刚好他们都不在，然后呢，也就是很快的把钱拿走了，就跑掉了。
So during this particular incident, they were absent from these robbers, and money was taken and it was quickly over.
那小弟今年也有机会到北京去，感谢神。
This year, thank God, I also had a chance to visit Beijing.
哎，我觉得哇，那个哦，那个。你到那边去哦，发觉到那里好像有雾的东西啊，在北京市啊。其实那不是雾，那是梨啊，那有梨害、啊。
In Beijing, China, it's a very modern city, but from afar you could see what seems like a white fog, but it's actually chemicals in the air.
那个弟兄在讲说哈，他们有时候雾，那个不是雾啦，梨来的时候呢，他开玩笑说，好像如入仙境啊，好像感觉这很漂亮，其实哈，都是一些脏的东西啊。
So when this smog attacks a city, it makes you feel as though you're in a fairyland.
我们的同龄啊，我们从这个美国去的一些同工们啊，有我是啊加拿大去的，有人就开始咳嗽了。
And when they are in the midst of this smog, some of us began to cough.
所以我们知道，无论到哪里去，你就会知道整个世界啊，常常有一些辛苦的地方。
So no matter where you visit in this world, you always find some sort of difficulty facing people.
我们来到美国啊，我们发觉到好像很多人喜欢美国。
And when we come to America, it seems like a lot of people love to come here.
其实啊，我们觉得美国是全世界压力相当大的一个国家。
But in reality, United States is a country that faces great burden.
所以其实很多朋友们、弟兄啊，很多人啊，其实活得更没有安全感。
And making a lot of people living under a great sense of unease.
我们前几年那个当我们的景气不好的时候
，A few years back when the economy wasn't so great.
那个报纸在谈说呢，有一些做建筑的人呢、啊，没有工作了，所以有时候一天只吃两餐了、啊，吃 potato 了。
There was a news report saying that the construction field workers only had two meals to eat each day because they didn't have income.
但是我们现在好像经济好了一点点了。
But now that the economy has picked up.
可是我们知道我们的生活形态是用贷款在过生活的。
We discover the way that we live our life is through financing.
所以很多人啊，如果一没有工作啊，如果没有办法把那个房屋贷款、车子贷款缴出来，大家生活就更紧张了。
So if a person cannot afford to pay for the financing payment, then immediately their life would be steeped into trouble.
我觉得最近好像我们大家特别紧张，因为啊，伊波拉已经进到我们这里来了。
And I find recently, people are under great unease because Ebola seems to be on the uptick.
有的人很紧张，因为我们也去打这个 ISIS 啦。
And there are other people who are stressed out because America is engaged in a war with ISIS.
会不会有911的事件来到我们这里呢？
Whether 9/11 will reoccur.
所以我们知道耶稣说你们在世上有苦难。
So Lord Jesus says that in this world we have tribulations.
我们不论是自己生活的，我们的环境，或是到什么地方去呢？我们会知道这句话，因为罪来到人间的关系呢，它都是实在的。
So what Lord Jesus stated is quite true.Because of the presence of sin in this world, no matter which country we visit, there will be tribulations all around us.
所以不晓得您渴不渴望，真的能够有一种，能够有没有什么人卖一种东西哦，卖平安给我们呢
？So sometimes we feel like, can people really sell us something that is very safe and secure, give us that sense of comfort?
诸位朋友、弟兄姐妹，我们今天哦要把耶稣哦介绍给您了哦。
So brothers and sisters and friends.Today we are going to introduce Jesus Christ to you.
耶稣说，你来到我这里，你会有平安。
For Lord Jesus promised that when you come before Him, you will receive peace.
那耶稣给我们的平安是什么样的平安呢
？What kind of peace does Lord Jesus Christ give us?
我们看以赛亚书26章第三节。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书26章第三节。
Isaiah 26 verse 3.
以赛亚书26章第三节。
Isaiah 26 verse 3.
26章第三节。
26 verse 3.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。第四节。
4.
你们当依靠主，直到永远，因为主是永久的磐石。请读。
You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord is everlasting strength.
那这边特别提到，我们来到神面前呢，我们依靠他，他好像一个永久的磐石啊。
When we come before the Lord and trust in Him, He is like a rock that can be trusted.
磐石是靠得住的，是打不破的。
A rock, a boulder is dependable and cannot be broken.
而且它是永久的，就是你随时依靠他，他都啊会值得你信赖的。
It is everlasting.Has a great strength and deserves our trust.
所以当我们艰辛啊，就是你一心一意呢，啊，你把你所要的跟他说，把你的困难跟他讲，你把他抓得紧紧的，艰辛依靠他。
So as long as we trust in the Lord, cling to Him tightly.
他说呢，要保守你十分平安呢。
The Bible says that He will keep us in perfect peace.
啊，不是九分，不是八分，是十分，就是他会给你啊，真的觉得啊，今生无忧，来世无虑啊。
Not some sort of flawed, inadequate peace, but perfect peace that is that will give you that promise you in this lifetime and the time and the lifetime to come.
我们看约翰福音十四章的二十七节。
Turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
这边在介绍耶稣的平安，不是说你不会发生事情的平安。
The peace that Lord Jesus Christ promised to us is not something that.Prevents us from accidents.
不是说你不会有癌症，你不会死亡，你不会车祸。
It doesn't preclude us from cancer, auto accident, or some sort of sickness.
我们来读十四章的二十七节。
Let's read John 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
我们这里不是保证你什么事都没有发生。
We don't guarantee that nothing is ever going to happen to you.
而是有主耶稣呢，你会知道他真的让你把你的忧虑拿掉，让你的心真的可以开起来。
But rather with Christ, the troubles and worries will be taken away, so we can remain in.Perfect calm.
啊，所以我有人说不是天天天然啊，如果天天天然呢，我们加州天天天然，加州就变成 drought 了，就是变沙漠了。
Some people say that we cannot allow the weather to be blue sky every day, otherwise we will be in drought.
哎，有时候我们有冬天有雪，春天才会开花，不是吗？
Because we have to go through periods of winter storms in order to give us the water to give forth blooming in the springtime.
我们中国话说风雨中的宁静、哦、真的有时候我们耶稣给我们平安就是在困难当中的一种宁静、啊、
So the peace and serenity that we look for is one that exists amidst the storm.
有的用个图画来形容呢。
Some people draw a picture to describe this.
啊，就是好像有瀑布，有暴风雨，有那个没有叶子的残枝呢，但是有一个小鸟呢，啊，在母鸟的怀抱里面，就是那种平安。
In this painting, there is a waterfall, there is storm, and yet, on this tree branch, there is a little bird, in the bosom of the hen.
就好像圣经上所说的，我像一个断了奶的孩子呢，可以安详的躺在妈妈的怀抱里面。
Just like the Bible describes that, like a baby that has just been weaned in the bosom of the mother.
我们来看路加福音七章二十一节。
Turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音七章二十一节
Luke 7 verse 21
这个平安哦，包括主若愿意啊，可以在肉体上来帮助我们。
This type of peace is including if the Lord is willing, He is willing to help us in our sickness.
我们来读七章的二十一节
Chapter 7 verse 21
七章二十对不起，七章的二十二节哈
Chapter 7 verse 22
七章二十二节
7 verse 22.
耶稣回答说：“你们去把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸腿走路、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。”
Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard: that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them."
今天有的病，医生没有办法医的，主若愿意，主也可以医了。
Today, there are some sicknesses that's beyond the medical technology, and yet, if God is willing, He can heal us.
因为耶稣来到世上，真的是打开瞎子的眼睛，让大麻风的得洁净，让瘸腿的可以走路。
Because when Jesus Christ came to the world, He indeed opened up the eyes of the blind and allowed the crippled to walk.
在真耶稣教会里面呢，这样的神迹很多。
And this type of miracles are very abundant in True Jesus Church.
我们在美国生活，有时候不一定这么。Drastic, 不一定说我们经历过这些事情了。当然有些弟兄姐妹有经历啊。
In our days spent in America may not be so drastic as other areas in the world.
有一次我听我太太在做见证。
Once I heard my wife giving this testimony.
听她做见证才知道说我虽然不在家，但是主耶稣真的会照顾我的家人。
And so after she testified, I realized that even though I may not be physically home, but God indeed is taking care of my family.
真的就是耶稣他愿意的话可以医治啦。有一次啊，我们家的小朋友他一直吐，一直吐，一直吐这样子。
If Jesus Christ is willing, He can cure any kind of sickness. Once my child was vomiting continuously.
他最后去找医生了哈。
So finally went to the doctor.
医生问他一个问题，说你为什么来找我？他这个情形，你怎么没有送他去紧急室呢
？And the doctor asked, He's in really bad shape. Why did you come to me? You should have sent him to emergency ward.
他做一点处理，然后就跟他讲说：“你回去，如果再这样，赶快去急诊室。”
And so the doctor gave him some immediate treatment, and then told my family that if his condition persists, then send him to emergency.
我太太就好像紧张到了哦。
And then my wife became anxious.
她回家之后呢，她就。一直祷告到哈，就是一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告了。
Once she returned home, she continued to pray on and on.
哎，这个祷告到最后，孩子睡着了。
And she grew very tired, so she fell asleep.
孩子睡着了。
And、the child grew tired.
他是祷告到心安，他才休息这样子了哦。
And my wife prayed until that she was all calm before she stopped.
他说他也不想要祷告多久。
She didn't know how long she prayed.
我想她是祷告一段相当长的时间了。
I'm certain that she prayed for a very long time.
哎，感谢神哦！她说这个孩子醒过来之后，就好像一个正常的孩子跑来跑去、跳来跳去了。
She testified that, thank God, after the child came to, he was just like any healthy boy, jumping around.
那医生跟我太太说，你只能够给他一点汽水，一点点汽水，什么都不能给他吃，这样子。
And the wife told my wife.The doctor told my wife that you can only give him a little bit of soda, just a tiny bit.
那其实那个小朋友其实已经很活跃了，然后他一直讨东西，妈妈我要吃，妈妈我要吃。
But this child is already very rambunctious, and he kept asking for food to eat.
可是他问妈妈为什么你不给我吃呢
？And even asked, Mom, why didn't you give me some food to eat?
所以其实我们日常生活当中哈，虽然我们不一定瞎变瞎子，不一定瘸腿，不一定有大麻风。但是很多事情我们祈求主耶稣呢，主耶稣让我们祷告到心可以平静下来。
So a lot of times, maybe we don't experience cases of blindness, deafness, or crippling, but other type of sicknesses, Lord Jesus Christ can still calm our heart as long as we trust in Him.
DC 啊，有一个姐妹最近做见证，她是从加拿来的。
There's a sister from Ghana who currently lives in DC and testified.
你知道在非洲啊，有很多美好的见证。
And there are many wonderful testimonies in Africa.
她就是其中一个跟我讲，她是死了然后又活过来的人呢。
She is one of the person who testified to me personally that she once passed away and then resurrected.
啊，这次她又在 DC 教会跟大家分享她的生命的故事。
And this time in DC church, she shared her story with us.
啊，有一次啊，她说她这个去惠州的洗手间哦，开始 bleeding 了，不然要拉，可是到最后拉出来都是血。
She testified she went to a restroom in Africa and she started to bleeding.
那这个她那个流到哦，血流到她整个人昏倒在洗手间里面。
This hemorrhaging was very severe to the point where she passed out in the bathroom.
那你知道那个惠州的洗手间没有男女吗？有一个男小小朋友，男生的小朋友要跑去用洗手间了。就才发现他，发现到他。
And the bathroom in Africa was not separated into female or male, so there was a little boy who went to the bathroom and found her lying on the ground.
啊，然后他们再把他，就是已经昏迷了，就把他拖到医院里面去。
And since she had passed out, so people brought her to the hospital.
结果医院给他输血哦。
The hospital gave her blood transfusion.
是那个输错血了啦。
But gave her the wrong type of blood.
不晓几代哦，那个，比如说 O 型的，他可能或者是 A 型的，他都不晓输什么血。总之呢，本来是昏倒，一输呢，啊，整个就完蛋了，这样子了。
And previously she was passed out, and now with the blood transfusion, she's in deep trouble.
啊，所以有人跟我讲说哈，如果我再会说生病啊，最好不要去医院了，因为活得进去会变死得出来啊。
So some people even tell me that.If I get sick in Africa, I don't want to go into check into a hospital. Otherwise, I'll go in alive and come out dead.
他已经被拖到那个放死人了，就是跟死人放在一起了。
So she was brought to the place where they place all the corpse.
但是很多弟兄姐妹舍不得啊，一直帮他祷告，一直帮他祷告。
But a lot of brothers and sisters could not bear to see her go, so they continued to pray for her.
他又从在死人堆里面再醒过来啊。
And God resurrected her.Amongst the dead corpse.
所以真的，如果主愿意哦，这边提到说他是让死人复活的神啊，哦，主人复死人复活的耶稣了。
Truly, if Jesus Christ is willing, that he can even raise the dead.
我觉得我们活在美国哈，除了肉体主耶稣给我们愿意给我们十分平安之外呢，我觉得主耶稣真的给我们心灵十分的平安。
In America, I feel that besides having a physical peace, Lord Jesus also give us that extra comfort.Within our heart.
即使肉体的痛苦人可以忍受，但是心灵的痛苦其实更难忍受的。
Physical pain can be withstood, but for the inner pain within our heart can sometimes is much more difficult.
我今天听到一个杜执事啊，他在见证他们家的事情。
Well, there was a deacon Du who testified about his family.
我听得很感动啊。
I was very touched.
大家不晓得记不记得，台湾以前有那个扫棒队哦，就是红叶扫棒队。
In Taiwan, there was a red leaf baseball team.
他说啊，就是在那个台湾的小朋友到美国宾州的威廉波特在找扫棒的时候呢，我们那个台湾人很疯狂的，晚上都起来看那个实况转播。
And so the little league baseball team traveled to the United States, and a lot of people.Stay up the whole night to watch the game.
很奇妙哦，他们在看电视的时候。
And very miraculously, while they were watching TV,
突然之间有一个很大的十字架，花光的、漂亮的十字架，突然在空中显现出来了。
All of a sudden, there was a huge cross, a red cross that was shining brightly, appeared suddenly in the middle of the air.
他不是一个人看，他全家人哦，就爸爸妈妈带着小朋友，大家都来看这个十字架了。
And so it wasn't just seen by one person, but the entire family saw this red cross.
他们那个肚子在谈说，哎，怎么这个十字架，那个 angle 哈，怎么？他说他用一句话我觉得很有趣，他说这个 angle 怎么比90度还要90度啊？这样子啊。
This Deacon Du testified, how come this cross appeared to be aligned in an angle that is even more more angle than 90.
这个灵里面的感觉有时候我们真的很难形容，就是让他觉得啊，这个很宝贵，很美好这样子。
So a spiritual feeling sometimes is hard to put into words, but he just felt that it was very precious, very, and he cherished that feeling.
其实这个十字架这个意象呢，后来成为他们家度过一个生命当中最艰难的一个心灵上平安的一个经历啦。
And this vision of the appearance of the cross, gave them a great strength when, during their darkest hours.
他说哦，这个十字架看完不久哦，他爸爸哦，就有些很大的困难，那个被人家冤枉啊，一大堆在跟他爸爸一起在这个高门做事的，就被送上卡车，被就关起来了。
He said, not long after they saw this vision, the whole family saw the vision, his father was arrested, and because of political misgivings, and he was sent onto a truck.
他爸爸那时候还没有相信。
At that time, his father wasn't a believer yet.
但是很奇妙哦，他说他爸爸，他就开始学祷告，因为以前太太介绍他都不听了，可是现在紧急了，他就开始跟这个主耶稣祷告。
Miraculously, even though he didn't believe, but his wife had taught him how to pray. So during this, this emergency case, he started to pray to God.
他一祷告哦，哇，知道那个十字架就跟着他呢，跟着他。
And
同样的十字架。
The moment that he prayed, he discovered a red cross following him.
你知道，我觉得我们弟兄姐妹神真的很爱我们。有时候不只是肉体给我们十分平安哦，我们心灵上的创伤、心灵上的需要啊，真的主耶稣就让他知道他的十字架、他的爱啊、他的一种珍惜啊，都一直随着我们呢。
So we are very fortunate that as a member of Jesus Christ, that He loves us not just physically, but He also cares for our emotional peace. And he really cherishes us.
有人问那个肚子四的妈妈，她说，你这一段最艰难的时刻，先生不在，你这段最艰难的时刻，你是怎么度过的？
Some people ask Deacon Du's mother, you have gone through this darkest period, how did you get through it?
她说，就是靠祷告了。
She said, I just rely on prayer.
真的呢，有时候我们哦，越困难才会知道主耶稣的安慰啊，主耶稣的那种平安啊，是这么样的珍惜，这么样的可贵。
And only when we are in the most troublesome hours do we realize how precious having Lord Jesus is.
这是主耶稣给我们的平安，十分的平安。
For the perfect peace that Jesus Christ gives us.
我们来看诗篇三十篇第八节到第十节。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇三十篇第八节到第十节。
Psalm 34, verse 8 to 10.
三十篇第八节到第十节。
Psalm 34, verse 8 to 10.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。第九节。
Nine.
主的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。第十节。
Ten.
少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求主的什么好处都不缺。请求第九第四节读。
Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him.The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
主耶稣给我们的平安是让我们好像觉得没有什么缺乏的平安哦。
The peace that Lord Jesus grants us is something that makes us feel as though we are lacking in nothing.
这边提到说跟少壮的狮子做比较，那个少壮的狮子很会抓东西的，但是有时候他还是会肚子饿。
The Bible describes compares us to the young lions, even though they are so strong and stout.But there will go through a period of lack and suffering and hunger.
但是敬畏神的人呢，他一无所缺。
But as for those who seek the Lord, they shall lack nothing.
我们再讲一次哦，我们不是说信耶稣你会发大财哦。
And so I like to reiterate, just by believing in Jesus Christ doesn't mean that you're going to be rich.
但是真的，你好像有一个爸爸哦，有一个爸爸这样子一直照顾着你呀。
But you discover that there is a heavenly Father taking care of you all the time.
好像你真的不用忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
As though you don't have to worry about what you can eat, drink, or live.
因为你知道有一个天在塌下来，都有一个人呐、啊，有一个更伟大的人帮你撑住这样子。
Because you realize that even if the skies were to crumble, there is some mightier being that can help you.
哎，不晓得您认为哈，世界上最幸福的是什么样的人
？Who do you consider to be the most fortunate people in this world？
小弟觉得哈。这个有爸爸妈妈疼的孩疼的人呢、啊，是世界上最幸福的人。
In my opinion, those who have parents, father and mother to care for them are the most fortunate.
最近呢，我可能跟弟兄姐妹分享过，我觉得做儿子最幸福了。
And I consider to be a son is the most fortunate.
有时候啊，回台湾做儿子，我爸爸妈妈在台湾。
Because my parents are in Taiwan, sometimes I travel back to Taiwan so I can enjoy being a son again.
以前小时候都不晓得爸爸妈妈这么好，反正就是这样过日子。现在自己有孩子了，我再回到家，发觉到，哇，原来爸爸妈妈这么爱我们呢。
When I was young, I didn't realize how much my parents loved me. Now when I'm an old grown up, return to my parents' bosom, I realize how much they love me very much.
一大早起来，爸爸就问，你今天早上要吃什么？
So first thing in the morning when I wake up, my father would ask me, what would you like to have for breakfast?
你要豆浆馒头吗？来，我们一起去，我帮你出钱。
Do you want soy milk or steam buns? Let's go together
and
it's on me.
你要鹅仔面线吗？来，那边有。
Do you want the rice noodle? We can go to some other stand.
那个心啊，当你有一个爸爸这样子嘘寒问暖，一直关心。其实我们是住一个小小的apartment啊，但是你就觉得很幸福啊，你觉得有个爸爸真好啊。
So when you have a parent who is asking for your well-being, you feel this great sense of warmth and feel so wonderful.
就好像诗篇上面所说的，真的，神就是我们的好牧人，我不致缺乏。
It's just like described in Psalm 23 that God is my good shepherd and we shall lack nothing.
他领我到安歇的水边，领我到这个青草地上。
He leads me beside still quiet water and beside the green pastures.
所以真的有耶稣基督啊，你的心很安呢，心很安，你不会觉得说你真的是忧虑啊，今天怎么样，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
So when we have the abundance of Jesus Christ, our heart will be so much at peace. We never have to stress over what we have to eat or drink.
我很羡慕，我们都很羡慕那个保罗，他怎么说的呢？
And we are very envious of Paul. What does he say?
他说了，我不是因为缺乏说这话，我在什么情况之下，我都可以知足。
Paul says that I'm not saying this because I'm in a dire situation, but I can be content under any circumstances.
我可以，我知道怎么样处卑贱，处怎么样处丰富，处富足，处饥饿，有余或缺乏，随处随在，我都得了秘诀啊。
Whether in lack or abundance, poor or rich, I can be content.
哎，真的呢，我发觉到你没有太多忧虑。
And you will truly sense that you don't have to worry or stress over it much.
God will provide, 神会提供的。
And because God will provide.
小弟刚出来当传道的时候
，When I first came out as a minister,
说实话，看到第一张支票哈，有点吓一跳这样子。
And the first time I saw my paycheck, I was somewhat taken back.
虽然美国已经不错了，但是还是比我以前大概少了四倍这样子。
And even though in America the salary is much higher than other places, but it's still only a quarter of what I used to make.
他说刚开始呢，我都不敢想太多，就这条路就是走下去。哎呀，神会照顾啦。
So in the beginning, I just didn't think much about what the future holds. I just forge on forward because God will provide.
啊，真的体会到很多神的恩典呢。
And indeed, I experienced much of God's blessings.
有一次哦，我心里在想。
Once I was just thinking in my heart.
我都没有祷告，我也没不敢求啊，不是不敢求，就是心里在想而已啦哦。
I was just thinking in my heart. I didn't even pray to God.
我的孩子跟太太很久没有回台湾了，是不是应该要送他们回去一趟哦？
My children and my wife haven't been back in Taiwan for a long time. I wish I could send them back.
但是哦，这个预算没有了，没有预算就是。好啦，就是想一想这样子，没有预算，但是没有预算。
Because we don't have the budget for it, so I was just thinking to myself.
哎，可是这很奇妙，我们只是这样想而已哦。
But it's quite miraculous because I was merely thinking about this.
哎，有一次我太太出车祸呢。
Once my wife got into a car accident.
哎，那出车祸我都当场我也不在就是了。
And I was not around.
哎，然后出车祸之后呢，他是被人家从后面撞下去，因为他要带孩子上学哦，在 stop sign 停了，然后要再走啊，发现他有车子过来，他就马上停，后面就把他撞上去了。
She was at a stop sign when she was about to go. There was a car that whizzed by, so she immediately applied her brake, and the car behind her rear-ended her.
哎，那后来哈、哦，后来保险公司赔了大概几千块钱呢、啊。
And so later on, the insurance company.
大概四千块多少
？The insurance company reimbursed us about $4,000.
我说你那。他们说这是拿来给你修车的，我们那个是 second hand 的车子。
And we had a second hand car, And the insurance company said that you can take this money to repair your car.
但是我们修车不是到那个 dealer 那边去修，是随便修一修这样子哦。
But we didn't take our car to a dealer. We just take it to some auto shop.
我觉得很奇妙呢，就是哎，那个剩下来没有修的钱呢，刚刚好购买机票送他们回台湾。
And it's quite miraculous because the leftover money from the repair was just enough for them to send my family to Taiwan.
我觉得真的当时觉得很感动呢，说神怎么那么奇妙？我们只是想一想而已。
I was very deeply touched because I was just merely thinking about it.
真的，我们敬畏神的，好像你不用担心了，一无所缺了。
So as long as we fear the Lord, we don't have to worry about lacking in anything.
这是神的恩典哦。
Because this is the grace of God.
我觉得神给我们最大的平安哦，是出死入生的平安。
The greatest peace that God can grant us is one, the peace that delivers us out of death into life.
我们看约翰福音五章的二十四节。
John chapter five.
约翰福音五章二十四节。
John chapter five verse 24。
约翰福音五章二十四节。
John five verse 24。
五章二十四节。
Five verse 24。
我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，已经出死入生了。请读。
Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
耶稣给您的平安哦，不是今生肉体的而已，心灵的而已，他真的是给我们能够有一种永远的到永生的平安。
The peace that Lord Jesus promises is not just one in the physical world, but something that transcends into the everlasting life.
圣经上讲，按着定命，人人都有一死。
The Bible tells us that every one of us must go through death.
啊，但是死后还有审判。
But after death, there is judgment.
但是我们信耶稣的人呢，他会让我们出死，再进到生里面去。
But as believers of Jesus Christ, we can be delivered from death into life.
也就是说，死啊，不能接近我们呐、啊。将来我们的灵魂可以到神，为我们预备永远美好的地方。
Which means that death has no power over us. Eventually, we can be delivered into heaven, a much better place.
这是我们信耶稣最大的目的。
This is the greatest, the ultimate objective in believing in Christ.
这是最重要的啊，从永生的平安。
And this is the greatest goal, which is the everlasting peace.
也许哦，诸位朋友们觉得这个好像。这个到底有没有灵魂？是真的还假的、啊、
？Maybe you will have this question: whether or not the soul even exists.
那真的，你们信耶稣之后，你们的灵魂被接走吗
？And is it true that after you believe in Jesus Christ, your soul will be taken to heaven?
除了圣经这样跟我们讲之外，哈
，Besides the Bible telling us so,
我们很多弟兄姐妹有很多很美好的体会。
We have many members in Christ who have good testimonies.
我跟弟兄姐妹分享过，在巴西啊，我听到两个见证。
I share with you that in Brazil, I heard about this two testimonies.
就是有一个同龄啊，他有一次啊要过马路啊，他左右看都没有车子。
There was a member who was about to cross the road, and he looked to left and to right. There were no cars.
他走到中间的时候，发现到哇，怎么一辆车开那么快，要把他撞上了呢
？And when he was in the middle of the road, he suddenly realized there was a car fast approaching, ready to strike him.
他知道已经没有办法躲避这个车子了。
And he realized that it was too late for him to dodge.
赶快喊哈利路亚。
So he immediately shouted, Hallelujah.
那都是很奇妙哦。Hallelujah 就是赞美主耶稣的意思啊。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord Jesus.
也是一种祷告啊。
It's also a type of prayer.
他说很奇妙，这好像时间哦，就空间就 freeze 哦，就好像静止了。然后他在静止当中呢，可以让他有一个很充足的时间呢，啊，我左一个距离呢，那个突然之间哦。那个在那个灵里面的境界醒过来之后，那个车就呼就从他面过去了。
And he described this as a very miraculous experience. He felt as though the time has frozen in that instant, so he had plenty of time to shift his body aside, so the truck whizzed by without hitting him.
大家都啊跟着他一起感谢神呐、啊。
So everybody praise God because of his testimony.
但是另外有一个也是拜巴西的教会，巴西我们的信徒啊，圣保罗都是土著比较多了。
And we have another native member in Brazil, in Sao Paulo.
这个有一个同龄哦，他就是真的被车子撞死了。
He was actually struck dead by a car.
他家人就很难过啊。
And the family was very distraught.
为什么主耶稣所爱他呢？不爱我们这个家庭呢？为什么让他被撞死呢
？How come Jesus Christ only loved that person and did not love my family member and allow him to be struck dead?
所以不了解，一直祷告，一直哭啊。
And they could not understand this, so they kept crying and praying.
后来主耶稣就给他们，给那个这个家人呢、啊、看异象。
So later, Lord Jesus revealed a vision to this family.
这真的是安慰他们很多。他们说，那个他们的家人好像是妈妈吧，吼，在被撞的时候呢。 他在灵里面看到哦，他的灵魂先离开他的身体呢，他的身体才被车子撞倒啊。
And it's quite miraculous. God allowed them to see in the vision that right before this mother was struck by a car, the soul departed from the body, and then the body was struck.
所以哇，看到这个意象真的很安慰哦。
So when the family saw the vision, they were quite comforted.
这是出死入生了哦。
Because this is a delivery of from death into life.
灵魂已经被主耶稣接走了。
Because the soul had already been received by Jesus.
所以圣经上跟我们这样讲，有灵魂，耶稣要追我们到乐园之外呢，真的，我们弟兄姐妹有时候在生活当中，他们也有这些经历啊。
And the Bible tells us that there is soul, and Lord Jesus will take our soul into heaven, and this is something that even our members can experience.
所以朋友，我们真的好希望你跟我们来认识这位耶稣基督。
Friends, we sincerely invite you to believe in Jesus Christ.
真的可以有十分的平安。
So you can enjoy the perfect peace.
生活当中没有烦恼。
There is no stress or worry in life.
一无所缺了。
You're lacking in nothing.
真的可以出死入生的平安哦。
And can deliver you from death into
life. 那我们再来谈一谈，怎么样能够得到这样的平安呢？
Now let's talk about how we can obtain such type of peace.
我们再把刚刚的经文再读一次哦。
Let's read what we just read before.
约翰福音16章33节。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
16章33节。
16 verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
所以 key word 就是要在主耶稣里面啊。
The key word is in Jesus Christ.
这个主耶稣常说，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我像母鸡招呼小鸡哦，让你们到我里面来，但是你们自己不要的。
Lord Jesus says, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, like a hen, I wanted to welcome the young chicks into my, under my wings, but you are unwilling.
我们真的人有办法自己走自己的路吗？
Can we mere mortals be able to walk in our own path?
你走投无路的时候，你到哪里去呢？
When we are at the end of our rope, where do we turn to?
耶稣说到他这里面来啊。
Lord Jesus says, go into him.
我们再把刚刚那一节再读一次。
Let's read what we just read before.
约翰福音五章二十四节。
John 5 verse 24.
五章二十四节。
5 verse 24.
五章二十四节，我告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。请读。
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.
所以什么叫做在耶稣里面呢？
What does it mean to be in Jesus Christ?
就是你要信耶稣，跟信那个差耶稣来的，就是天上的父了。
It means that you have to believe in Jesus and also believe in the person who sent him, who is the Heavenly Father.
耶稣就是那位神来到人间的显现。
Lord Jesus is God who manifests himself in flesh.
我们要信他，而且信他所说的话。
We have to believe in him and what he says.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Lord Jesus says that, most assuredly I say to you.
人若不从水跟圣灵生的，不能进神的国。
A person cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom unless he's reborn through water.
所以我们说信他就是信，我们要有个动作来配合，就是要从水生跟圣灵生了。
So, in order to believe in Christ, we have to show it in action.By going through the baptism of water and spirit.
我们这样子才能够真的到耶稣里面，才能将来进神的国里面去。
Only by going through the step can we enter into the everlasting heavenly kingdom.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们好盼望你能够听主耶稣能够来接受这一条路能够受洗，能够得圣灵。
Friends, we sincerely invite you to join with us.To accept Christ and to walk on this path.
我最后讲一个故事啊。
I'd like to conclude with a story.
这个见证啊，如果你有机会自己听，会很长啊。
If you were to listen to this testimony, it would be a long one.
如果你有机会，你自己到 YouTube 去哦，找这个许国玉松山教会。
If you go to YouTube, you can look up this sister called 许国玉。
我觉得他在见证怎么样，他怎么样到耶稣里面来得到平安呢？
She testified how she came to Christ and found the true peace.
她本来是不信神的。
Previously, she was an atheist.
可是她甚至有时候看到人家穿那个背心哦，说神爱世人，她觉得这个很可笑。
And she even found people.
她说耶稣爱我，这个很可笑了。
When she found people who says Jesus loves me, she found it to be ridiculous.
她说这个耶稣到底是谁？我又不认识他，他怎么那么恶心呢？
And she says, who is Jesus Christ? I don't even know him. Why is he so gross?
为什么他说他爱我呢？
Why does he say that he loves me?
有一次很奇妙，他刚好，他就是被，就是有个力量把他带到一个书店，而且是基督教书店，直接走到二楼去了。
So once, for some strange reason, God brought her to a Bible store.
他手一拿一本书把它抽出来哈，他发觉他整个灵魂就被抱上去，由这个地球一直抱到外太空去啊。
And she stretched out her hand and touched a certain book, it was the Bible, and then she found herself being lifted in the spirit into outer space.
他是学画画的。
And she is a painter.
他说哇，这个地球真的好漂亮。
She saw the earth suspended in midair and it's very beautiful.
他本来也不信神的啦。
Previously, she did not believe in God.
她忽然发现有一个大的力量把她抱住啊。
She suddenly found that there was a big force just hugging her.
她很感动啊。
She was very touched.
一个声音跟她讲。
A voice spoke to her.
不要哭。
Do not cry.
继续走。
Continue to walk.
我爱你。
I love you.
一直这样安慰她，因为她一直哭啊，很感动。
This voice continued to comfort her because she was in tears.
后来她说她灵魂回到自己的身体的时候，从上面下来的时候。
And later when her soul descended from outer space into her body.
她会知道哦，原来她拿出来这本书就是圣经啊。
And she realized the book that she took hold of was the Bible.
从那个时候她就一直想要找到这位耶稣到底在哪里。所以那个时候她开始到各个宗教去找耶稣了。
From that day forward, she started to look for the Jesus Christ she had just experienced, and she went through all the different type of churches.
但是呢，她很多教会她都找不到耶稣，也得不到平安。
But all the churches she's been to, she cannot find Jesus Christ, cannot find peace.
她说哦，她很多到很多教会听哦，一听人家就听久了，人家就叫她要受洗了。
And she's been to a lot of churches. After she's been there for some time, people ask her to be baptized.
她说为什么要受洗？
And she asked, why do I need to be baptized?
他说他问十个人，十个人给他不同的答案，十个答案。
She asked 10 different people, they gave 10 different answers.
他觉得很不满意啊。
And she was very dissatisfied.
后来他觉得找不到神，他就到法国去留学。
And later she could not find God, so she traveled to France.
这个我们就 make the story short 了。
So long story short.
他后来很不平安啊。
Later she went through a period of a great unrest.
极度的忧郁症。
She had extreme depression.
忧郁到没有办法出去啊，做一个过一个正常的生活。
To the point that she couldn't even walk out of her own door.
忧郁到得到那个绘画的两个大奖，她觉得心中没有平安，没有心中很痛苦。
Depressed to the point where even though she received two great awards, but there was no satisfaction in her.
后来她跟神讲哦。
So she spoke to God.
我们她没有办法，她是走不下去的，她人生没有平安呐。
She felt that her life was meaningless and she was coming to the end.
她说：“耶稣啊。”我找不到你了哦，请你来找我了。
She said, "Lord Jesus, I cannot find you. Please come look for me."
真的很奇妙的，神就把他带回台湾。
And quite miraculously, she was brought back to Taiwan.
没有多久，他就收到一个莫名其妙的电话。
And soon afterwards, she receives a call out of the blue.
因为那个是他们华国的房东哦，就跟他许国义来我们正耶稣教啊，来我们正耶稣教地址在哪里？那我们有灵恩会，他就来了这样子。
Her landlord called her, and the landlord is a member of our church who invited her to a spiritual convocation,
in Taiwan,
evangelical service in Taiwan.
他刚开始觉得这个人很无聊，我又不认识你很深哦，你干嘛也不说东说东西，说什么，就是叫我要去教会这样子。
And so she said,
at the beginning,
I don't even know you that well. Why did you invite me to go to your church? She thought to herself.
后来想一想哦，我不是跟主祷告说你来找我吗？
So later it occurred to her that she asked God to come look for her.
后来就真的到我们台湾的中山教会去啊。
So she went to Zhongshan Church in Taiwan.
她的祷告特别的奇妙。
Her prayer was quite unique.
她说那个讲道理哦，她说我们讲道理都是翻圣经嘛哦。
She said that during the sermon, because in our church we often turn to the Bible.
她就很喜欢了哦。
And she really loves that.
然后祷告，听到他讲灵言，然后觉得啊，那个感觉就是他在那个第一次看到印象，那位神呐、啊，给他那种灵里的感觉啦。
And when she heard the speaking in tongue during the prayer, she felt the same sense of peace that when that God hugged her in the bosom.
所以人家说要求圣灵的赶快到前面来，他就第一个跑到前面来。
So when the speaker announced, so those who want to pray for the Holy Spirit come forward, and she was the first one to the front.
他祷告的时候，耶稣就跟他出现哦。
During her prayer, Jesus Christ appeared before her.
他一直感谢主耶稣啊，你终于找到我了，我也找到你了。
And she said, "Oh, thank God, Jesus Christ, you finally found me, and I found you."
你赶快进来，赶快进来，我要有圣灵，你赶快进来。
Please come into me, come into me. I want to receive Holy Spirit.
耶稣跟他讲，我不进去。
And Jesus Christ told her, "I am not going in."
他说整个人就瘫下去了，一直哭，一直哭了。为什么我找你这么多年，将近20年，找到你了，你竟然不进来
And she felt collapsing because she's been looking for Jesus Christ for so long, for so many years. Why does Jesus refuse to go into her?
她问主,
and she asked the Lord, why don't you come into me?
她说,
he said that you have sinned.
我有罪,
I have sinned, what do I do?
耶稣就看着她不说话,
and Jesus looked at her without saying a word.
也不给她圣灵,
and didn't give her Holy Spirit.
祷告完之后呢,
and after the prayer, she felt like she was totally defeated and she went to her last pew.
很奇妙, 主耶稣就带领一个, 我们的弟兄姐妹, 再跟一个慕道朋友聊, 就是介绍, 就是怎么信耶稣啊, 啊, 那个慕道朋友问他说, 啊, 我为什么要信耶稣? 啊, 那个人就说要, 啊, 我们的弟兄就说, 信耶稣就是, 啊, 就是, 啊, 不是, 对不起, 啊, 他问你问题说, 你为, 啊, 就是要用受洗的方法信耶稣, 啊, 怎么, 啊, 为什么要受洗了, 啊, 那个, 啊, 那个弟兄就是为了要除罪这样子，我就给他换圣经了，就是为了要除罪。
And so while she was in the back, she overheard other people talking about asking why you need to be baptized. And then one member mentioned that because you need to wash away your sins and flip through the Bible.
他突然眼睛睁得大了，原来我就是要洗礼才能够洗净他的罪啊。
And so she finally dawned on her that, oh, I need to be baptized in order to get rid of my sins.
弟兄姐妹，为什么要说这些呢？
Why do I mention this?
你要有耶稣, 你才有十分的平安。
Only when you possess Jesus can you have full, perfect peace.
要有耶稣一定要没有罪。
And in order to possess Jesus, you must be sinless.
受洗就是要洗去你的罪。
Receiving baptism is to wash us of our sins.
这样子我们才有办法跟主耶稣当中有和平, 主耶稣才有办法进到我们里面来。
So we can be reconciled to Jesus Christ, we can have peace with him, and he can come into us.
所以耶稣说, 我实实在告诉你, 人如不从水跟圣灵生, 不能进神的国。
Lord Jesus said, surely I tell you, unless a person is reborn through water and the Spirit, he cannot go into God's kingdom.
愿主耶稣啊, 借着, 感动您, 然后, 能够让你来接受他。
May Lord Jesus Christ touch you so that you can accept him.
让您活着, 在今生有平安, 来世有永生。
So that while you're alive in this world, you will enjoy peace and also peace in the afterlife.
我们来唱诗 433首。
Sing him
443. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们到耶稣里面来, 就是, please be seated. 就是要洗礼, 还要得圣灵。
We come before Lord Jesus Christ in order to receive baptism. And wash away our sins.
耶稣说我们虽然, 不好, 还知道把好东西给儿女, 天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人呢?
Lord Jesus tells us in the Bible that even though as parents we are evil, but we still know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more so would the Heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit?
所以我们现在来求圣灵。
So now we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那怎么知道求圣, 怎么知道我们有得圣灵呢?
How do we know if we receive the Holy Spirit?
使徒行传十章有一节这样说, 因为听见他们说方言得圣灵与我们一样。
Acts chapter 10 tells us that because they have heard them speaking in tongues just as the disciples have.
那这个因为听见外邦人, 说方言得圣灵跟彼得一样, 这个成为彼得跟所有的使徒断定 人有没有得圣灵的一个标准。
Having heard the Gentiles speaking in tongues to confirm that they received the Holy Spirit became a standard of judgment for Peter and the disciples to recognize whether or not a person has received Holy Spirit.
那所以彼得一回去, 人家就只问他说, 你怎么可以, 给外邦人洗礼呢? 那彼得也这样讲, 因为我一开讲, 圣灵便降在他们身上, 正像当初降在我们身上一样。
And when Peter returned and other disciples questioned him, how come you baptize the Gentiles? He replied that because when I first speaking to them, Holy Spirit descended on them, they spoke in tongues just as we have.
所以今天我们来祷告, 说方言与使徒一样。
So today we pray for the Holy Spirit when we can speak in tongues, we'll be just like the disciples.
这是我们得圣灵的一个证据了。
This is the evidence for receiving the Holy Spirit. When Holy Spirit comes into our heart, the first sensation you feel is extreme peace.
对不起, 我知道时间到了, 但是我很难忘记哦, 我遇到, 在这边遇到一位姐妹。 那时候她大概还没有受洗。I
can never forget the a sister that I met. At that time, she hasn't baptized yet.
她在灵会得圣灵了。
She received the Holy Spirit during evangelical service.
她在形容她心中的感受, 我到现在都很难忘记。
She was expressing the sensation in her heart. I can never forget.
首先她好像看到鸽子的翅膀在上, 然后看到鸽子的翅膀, 因为圣灵像鸽子像在她身上, 她那个舌头就开始剪动了。
She said in her vision, she saw wings of dove flapping, and then her tongue started to roll.
当那个灵眼很流利的时候，圣灵很充满的时候呢，就看到那个翅膀就很动得很厉害，这样子。
And her tongue was rolling very quickly, then the wings were flapping also very quickly.
那一天呢，她讲的时候呢，面带笑容，心中有满足的喜乐，平安感，平安喜乐。
When she was describing her experience to me, you could see her face beaming with smiles.
今天晚上您就可以体验得到。
Tonight you can experience the same.
我们祷告，跪下来，手合着，眼睛闭起来。
We kneel down, clasp our hands, and close our eyes.
我们第一句话讲，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We kneel down, and also we begin by saying, in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
再来，您多讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And you continue to say, Hallelujah, praise God.
那心中请主耶稣进来，哦。
And in our heart, we yearn for the Holy Spirit to come in.
有时候主耶稣会特别怜悯你，然后有时候也会给你一些体验，哦。
And if God is merciful, He will grant you some experiences.
当一个力量下来之后呢，你讲哈利路亚讲不清楚，就开始讲方言了。
When the power comes down on you, you will start to involuntarily speak in tongue.
我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告，求圣灵。
So now let's all kneel down and pray together for seek for
the
Holy Spirit.
我们工人会帮大家代祷，按手代祷，求圣灵。
We'll ask the minister to help lay hand on us to help.
我们一起同心跪下来。
Let's all kneel down and pray. Come forward.